Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 25. We sing Psalm 25. We sing the opening verses 1 to 7. Well, let us read in Romans chapter 1 and the opening verses of Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that you may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but it was hindered hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you, even as also among other Gentiles. I am a debtor, both to the Greeks to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. May God bless his word to us. Let us pray. Our gracious God and holy heavenly Father, as we read those momentous words of the Apostle Paul, we are reminded already of the purpose and the meaning and the message of the gospel, the power of God unto salvation to all that will believe, to the Jews and to the Gentiles, to the Greeks and to the Romans, and to the nations of the earth. And righteousness is revealed in the gospel, the righteousness of God, revealed in Jesus Christ, and given and shared to all who believe in him. The just shall live by faith. And we pray that we would understand this clearly, O Lord, because so often we are like the rest of the world, and we want evidences and signs and sometimes wonders. And we see the church largely in so many places and in so many ways, going after the signs and the wonders, and going after what they imagine it to be evidences for Christianity. And we find in the scriptures that there are no evidences for Christianity, but the things that are created support our faith. The message of the Bible records the things that we are to believe. And as we live by faith in Christ, we increasingly find in our own lives the evidences of the truth that Christ himself spoke to us. I am the light of the world, he said, and those who follow after me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And we find as we put him to the test and put our lives into his hands and according to his will, we find that there is grace to help us in times of need. And we find that to follow Christ is to walk in the light and no longer to be walking in darkness. And we do not pretend, O Lord, that we have reached perfection in this. But we are glad and we do confess that while it is true that we are not what we ought to be and not yet what we shall be, it is true that we are not what we once were. And for that we give thanks to God and recognize the grace of God and the words of Christ recorded in the Gospels become our life, become the staple diet of our thinking and the formation and the scaffolding of our living and our decision-making. And he is our Lord and our Master, and he is our teacher. And we pray that we would listen to him when he urges us, indeed all who are laboring and heavy laden, to come unto him and find rest and take his yoke upon us and learn of me, he says, for I am meek and lowly in heart. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light, and you will find rest for your souls. And we can testify to this glorious reality, O God. And we pray that we would never regret turning to Christ and never regret following him, whatever the cost. And our only regret, Lord, may it be that we did not follow him sooner, and we have not followed him down through the years better. But we rejoice that he knows our frame, and God remembers that we are dust. And as the Father cares for his children, so the Lord cares for those who fear him. And we are glad to gather here this evening, O God, to be in the presence of these open scriptures and a place where prayer is wont to be made, and to be found before the open word with, we trust, open hearts and minds to receive with meekness this engrafted word, inspired word of God, that it may be balm to our troubled hearts, that it may be light to our darkness, and it may be a love touching us in our hardened hearts. And so we pray for ourselves to be blessed as we gather here for God's glory. But we remember also our families and our friends and our neighbors and our rulers and our acquaintances and colleagues at work. And we remember also our enemies, those who would speak against us, those who would laugh at our faith in Christ and our way of life, those who would regard the sheer miraculous nature of the gospel and the supernaturalism of that permeates through the gospel and would regard it all as foolishness. And we pray for them in their ignorance and in their hopelessness and in their darkness to see the light of Christ, because we recognize why they are in the dark. It is the God of this world who has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel of Christ, the glorious gospel, should shine unto them in the face of Jesus Christ. So we pray for preachers of the gospel tonight to be clear and to be bold, to be strong, courageous, and compassionate. We pray for hearers of the gospel tonight to be awakened, indeed alarmed, and awakened to the reality of being lost on the one hand, and the reality and the glorious possibility of being saved on the other hand. Heavenly Father, we come to pray. We come to praise. We come to listen, we come to worship, and all for God's glory we pray, and all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read further in the New Testament, the epistle of Paul to the Galatians. And in chapter 5, in Galatians chapter 5, and we read from the beginning of Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. This is a statement which is very often misunderstood. You are fallen from grace, and there are those who say you can fall from grace, fall out of grace, saved today, lost tomorrow. You can't be lost tomorrow if you're saved today. We are held up by Christ. When Paul says you are fallen from grace, he does not mean that you have fallen into sin once again. He means you are falling away from salvation by grace and embracing another gospel. You are fallen from the free grace of God, and you're seeking to be justified in some other way. I mention that because I have known good Christians who have stumbled over this for some considerable number of years, and I remember I struggled with the meaning of this text myself for quite a time, and it was a relief to know the truth, as it is always a relief to know the truth. So I comment on that verse. Some people probably don't like preachers commenting as they read. If you were living in the days of the Puritans took as long in the reading sometimes as they took in the sermon. And John Calvin, if you're familiar with his manner of preaching, you'll know that before he came to the sermon, he gave a kind of running commentary on the passage that he was reading. We seem to have fallen away in these latter days from previous practices in the church, which were recognized as good things. So maybe it's time that our generation of preachers commented on the text before they even came to the sermon. But that, by the way, verse 5, we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. And we shall leave the reading at that point. The intimations are as follows. Our Wednesday meeting is at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m., 6 p.m. We always welcome visitors. As you know, next Lord's Day will be my last Lord's Day among you. After that, I retire from the ministry and from the pastoral charge of the congregation. And the Reverend Robin So of Newcastle, Raymond Terrace, will be your minister in effect for a time, and he will be arranging the supply. Those who will come and occupy the pulpit in the duration of the vacancy, however long or however short. So we should be praying for the incoming interim moderator. As you probably know, I intended to be here this morning, but and we were in good time, up and about, and in the car on the way to the Harbour Bridge, and we got caught up in the massive traffic jam that was coming forth from the northern entrances to the harbour, and the police cars were blocking off streets, and they were directing the traffic, and I was so uptight and so upset, and my head was spinning, and I asked to be dropped off back home. And that's the explanation. But we're thankful that we have elders who are able to step in, and that's a good thing. So that's my explanation, and I don't feel on top of the world exactly this evening, but God willing, we shall do what we can with what we got and the time that remains. So these are a few comments. We welcome visitors, of course, and always, and the offering will now be received. Psalm 25, we sing from verse 8 to verse 14.